I2C on ESP32, using Visual Studio Code. Would you like to learn to code I2C on ESP32 using Visual Studio Code? Curious about how it can be done? Read the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. I2C is a cost-effective serial protocol that's embedded in most electronic devices. With I2C, you just need two physical wires for your devices to communicate with each other. It's a practical approach where your only limitation is bus speed and distance. ESP32 is a SoC that's equipped with different serial protocols, including I2C. Here, you'll learn how to use I2C for the first time using Visual Studio Code. As with all add-ons for VS Code, you'll use the ESP IDF Code extension to be able to build, flash, and monitor code on your ESP devices. What's needed? It's good to go through installing VS Code with the ESP IDF Code extension before proceeding. This ensures you have the right tools for the job. Also, have your own ESP32 dev kit that you can plug easily into your computer. Along with this, get an I2C device that you can communicate with. It could be a sensor, a display device, an EEPROM, or the like. Prepare a breadboard and some connecting wires if you need to make connections. Consequently, you may do away with having pull-up resistors since the internal pull-ups of the ESP32 device will be used. Visual Studio Code installed properly with the ESP IDF Code extension. Your ESP32 device or dev kit connected through your PC's USB port as a COM port. An I2C device such as a sensor or the like, the TC74 temp sensor from Microchip embedded on a PIC-DEM 2+ development board will be used in this example. A breadboard and some connecting wires. Open Visual Studio Code and create a project. After installing VS Code and the ESP IDF Code extension successfully, go to View. Command Palette, then search for ESP IDF Show Example Projects in the text bar. You'll be using a template project for your first I2C code as this makes things easier. Click on this and select your IDF framework to use. Scroll down to Peripherals, then under I2C choose I2C_Simple. Then click Create Project using example I2C_Simple. Choose a directory for this. Wait a while or click any part of the window. A Trust Security feature should pop up. Allow this. After that, see the shortcut icons below. Make sure you have the right COM port and ESP device chosen. Your next step is to configure this sample project. Press the Menu Config gear icon below. On the left side, scroll down below to Example Configuration. Then on the right side, choose an SCL and SDA GPIO number for your I2C port. Note that some GPIOs may be shared with some needed functions for your ESP32 to run correctly. Your ESP32 DevKit's hardware guide may help you select the best ports to use. Here, the default values for SCL19 and SDA18 are chosen. Press Save to continue. Edit the main file of the sample project. Every C project has a main C file. Your task is to edit this template file. After this, you can copy what you did in this file and add the needed header files to any project you want. The main file of this project is I2C_simple_main, C. The things you have to change are some defines. Additionally, and add new functions. This is in accordance with your device's datasheet. Here we'll use the TC74 datasheet from Microchip. According to the datasheet, the device can only run at an I2C clock max of 10008G. The device address and registers are listed accordingly. Change the I2C_master, _REQ_HZ to 1000 as the sensor uses this as max speed. Add the TC74_sensor_ADR, TC74_read_temp_register, and TC74_config_register values accordingly. Hash define TC74_sensor_ADR0X4D. Slave address of the MPU9250 sensor. Hash define TC74_read_temp_register0x00. Register addresses of the temp register. Hash define TC74_config_register0x01. Register addresses of the config register. Hash define TC74 underscore data underscore ready underscore bit 6. The I2C read and write sequences of the TC74 seem standard. With this, you can simply copy the read and write functions of the MPU 9520 example device. Static SP underscore error underscore TMPU 9250 underscore register underscore read. UINT 8 underscore T reg underscore adder. UINT 8 underscore T asterisk data. Size underscore T len.
And
return I2C underscore master. Underscore write underscore read underscore device. I2C underscore master underscore num. MPU 9250 underscore sensor underscore adder. Registered trademark underscore adder. 1 data len. I2C underscore master underscore timeout underscore MS. Port tick underscore rate underscore MS.
I
slash asterisk asterisk. First, at brief read a sequence of bytes from a TC74 sensor registers. Asterisk slash static ESP underscore error underscore TTC74 underscore register underscore read UINT 8 underscore T reg underscore adder UINT 8 underscore T asterisk data size underscore T len. Return I2C underscore master underscore write underscore read underscore device. I2C underscore master underscore num TC74 underscore sensor underscore adder. Registered trademark underscore adder. 1 data len I2C underscore master underscore timeout underscore MS port tick underscore rate underscore MS. Slash asterisk asterisk. First, at brief, write a byte to a MPU 9250 sensor register. Asterisk slash static ESP underscore error underscore TMPU 9250 underscore register underscore write underscore byte UINT 8 underscore T reg underscore adder UINT 8 underscore T data int ret UINT 8 underscore T write buff equal sign mar reg underscore adder data ret equals sign I2C underscore master underscore write underscore to underscore device I2C underscore master underscore num MPU 9250 underscore sensor underscore adder write underscore buff size of write buff I2C underscore master underscore timeout underscore MS port tick underscore rate underscore MS return ret
none
slash asterisk asterisk. First, at brief, write a byte to a TC74 sensor register. Asterisk slash static ESP underscore error underscore TTC74 underscore register underscore write underscore byte UINT 8 underscore T regi underscore adder UINT 8 underscore T data.
And
int ret UINT 8 underscore T write buff equal sign mareg underscore adder data. Ret equals sign I2C underscore master underscore write underscore to underscore device. I2C underscore master underscore num TC74 underscore sensor underscore adder write underscore buff size of write buff. I2C underscore master underscore timeout underscore MS port tick underscore rate underscore MS. Return ret. Lastly, the app underscore main function will have to be modified according to your device. Void app main void. UINT 8 underscore T data. Slash asterisk. Read the MPU 9250. Ku underscore AM underscore I register. On power. Up the register. Should have the value 0x71 asterisk. Slash 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 ESP underscore error. Underscore check. MPU 9250 underscore register underscore read. MPU 9250 underscore ho underscore am underscore I underscore reg underscore adder data 1. ESP logi tag who underscore am underscore I equals sign percent x data. While 1 IESP underscore error underscore check I2C underscore master underscore init. ESP logi tag I2C initialized successfully. /*readthetc74. config:register*(ESP_error)_check:TC74_register_read:TC74_config_register_data1. ESP logi tag config %x data. *read the TC74 temp register. This is in 2's complement. *ESP_error_check:TC74_register_read:TC74_read_temp_register_data1. ESP logi tag temp %data. *ESP_error_check:I2C_driver_delete_I2C_master_num. ESP logi tag I2C initialized successfully. Printf on. VTask delay 1000 port tick underscore period underscore ms and /*. Demonstrate writing by resetting the MPU 9250 *MPU9250_register_write_byte_MPU9250_PWR_MGMT_1_REG_ADR1_MPU9250_reset_bit. Note that a VTask delay FreeR2S function was added to provide some delay. Unlike in Arduino IDE, there is no built-in delay function in VS Code. Additionally, RTOS headers were added as includes near the top of the main file. The VTask delay makes coding for the CPU more efficient as this does not waste too many instruction cycles, especially if there are various processes involved. /include FreeR2S for delay. #include. Most importantly, don't forget to include the I2C driver file on your new projects. #include driver/I2CH. The modified I2C_simple_mainc file can be downloaded here. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled I2C on ESP32, Using Visual Studio Code. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.